on bridges.
And if you could tell me what happened Monday.
If that tornado hit us. Yeah, I was in the, there's a cellar in the garage right there on the floor, and I was watching it on the TV radar, seeing it was coming straight at me, and I was prepared with stuff for survival in the cellar, the way we always were. So I got in the cellar, and it was less than a minute. Well, the tornado was just on the other side of those railroad tracks over there. So that's when I took two pictures of it right then, too. Then got in the cellar and locked the door behind me. And less than a minute, it hit. You know, you could just, it wasn't that typical train that I've heard before sound. This was a deep, deep, deep roar, deep, like in the ground. You know, just everything, the cell, everything just shaking, and that deep roar. And I knew the second that it hit, you know, it just, like it grinded it up there. So I knew everything got wiped out. And then all of a sudden it was just quiet. You know, my ears was hurting today, so in fact they're still hurting. I tried the door, well, insulation and splinters of wood and stuff sifted down through the vent there. Then that told me too, what verified what happened.
Do you have a storm cellar or a basement?
A storm cellar. Caught my Freddy Ho. And I tried to go open a door and it wouldn't open. So I kind of always figured that would happen, you know. But I knew people were good at finding people too. So Moore's had a lot of practice. And I was there about 25 minutes, and finally I heard somebody at a distance, barely a voice. And finally I started understanding it, you know, it was, I got hearing aids on, but that affected my ears, you know. And I started hollering. They just kept getting closer, and I kept hollering and hollering, you know, until they was following my voice. And I was hollering, "You're getting closer, you're getting closer, I'm hearing you better." And finally I got that door open just about a half an inch, and I could look up through there, you know, so I know I was down deep and stuff. And finally, I seen stuff moving up there, and I said, "I see your stuff moving, you're moving. I just dig down where you're at right now. That's where I'm at." So they dug down. I don't know, there's a whole bunch of people there. I'm indebted to them. And they dug down and got me out of there. And so when I got out, it wasn't a shock that I seen, because I knew what everything was going, just the way it sounded and stuff, you know, so. And
I'm gonna cut you off, but thank you, and I'll just have to pause.